What about small cell? Are you involved in trials of that?
Yes, we have several trials in small cell lung cancer. I think the most exciting drug in small cell lung cancer that has the potential to really move the field forward for the first time in quite some time is a drug called amrubicin, which is currently approved in Japan. The results in Japan really are very striking, with impressive response rates in both initial therapy and in the relapse setting.
What kind of agent is it?
Amrubicin is an anthracycline that at least preliminarily appears to be non-cardiotoxic. Currently, we have a trial open in U.S. Oncology in relapsed small cell lung cancer, in which patients are randomized to standard topotecan or amrubicin at the standard dose. The trial has only been open for a few months, but our initial experience with amrubicin has been very positive.
What do we know about other anthracyclines in small cell?
Well, certainly Adriamycin has been around for a long time as part of the CAV regimen and still has some activity in the disease. But other than that, there really has not been a lot of success in small cell. You know, platinum etoposide was the regimen that was used for small cell lung cancer when I was in medical school, and it's still our standard treatment. Really, we have not made a lot of progress in the disease. And although topotecan clearly improves survival and improves quality of life in data that was presented last year, it's just not a very popular drug in the community. Patients don't like the drug. They have to come to the office 5 days in a row. It's an inconvenient and somewhat toxic drug to give, so we really need a better answer for our patients.